From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Eye to Eye by Don Pendleton. The book has a dedication for Ernest Holmes, wherever. I hope he would have liked this book. I hope he still would. It also has a quote to begin with. "There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy," from Shakespeare's Hamlet. Chapter 1. A Certain Perception. There is something about the stilled presence of a dead human body that is downright unsettling, especially if the corpse has ripened a bit and begun to decompose, because the first thing to then hit you is the odor. And it is an odor unlike anything else you may ever encounter. Once you get past the odor, a sensitive person might next be struck by the apparent incongruity of the scene, a disresonance, if you will, as though everything is out of whack here, inharmonious, something hideously wrong or evil, especially if the corpse is that of a once beautiful woman. And this perception may then well lead you into a morbid aperception that death is an unlovely and unnatural state of being. I was experiencing all of that and more that cool December morning in Griffith Park, beside the bloated corpse of Marianne Cunningham, a 20-year-old co-ed from Pasadena, by all accounts a sweet kid with a very hopeful future in astrophysics, until death overtook her in the observatory parking lot. She had apparently been raped, strangled, and uncertain.